Now more than ever, it's critical that customers find accurate information about your business. LocalWorks by Yahoo Small Business makes it easy to add, edit, and publish business information across 70-plus local directories from a single dashboard. Ensure your business is found with LocalWorks and save 10% today by using code LWPODCAST. Visit yahoosmallbusiness.com/local to find out more.
Hi, this is Kylie Thompson, host of Food for Thought. Thanks for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Let's Hustle Podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Chelsea.
And we have a really, really amazing guest here with us today. Wonderful intro so far. We have the one and only Valerie Terry here with us today.
Hello, hello.
I love you so much.
As you can tell already, this interview is about to be lit.
So okay.
Prepare yourself.
But we need that little, okay, yeah. There it is.
That was really good.
That was really
good. Thank you. I felt that. Valerie's on our show today because we love her. Mm-hmm. Very dearly. This is mine and Valerie's first time meeting, but we have heard many, many great things. I have heard many great things about you.
So.
Through our good friend Jack at Work the Metal.
Yes. Oh, Jack, my mentor. Love him.
Absolutely. So she does social media for Work the Metal. And he had always said for so long, like, oh, you need to meet Valerie. You would love her. You need to meet her. You need to meet her. And it turns out, like, she is just a freaking
dreamboat.
Badass dreamboat. So we were we gotta meet this woman. We gotta have her on the show. She owns her own company, which she will obviously talk about. But we just wanted to bring you on and learn a little bit about you have you, you know, inspire the masses.
Well, I mean, I don't even know where to start. No, I'm kidding.
Why'd you go to high school?
No. Well, my journey started in college, okay?
Yes.
I don't know. Where do I start?
Because I know you went to Columbia. You have a background in broadcast journalism.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. What sparked your interest there?
Okay.
I
grew up in southern Indiana. I won't tell you guys exactly where, but the people that know me will know. I played sports growing up and had a passion for broadcasting. I wanted to be the next Dick Vitale, okay? Like, I wanted to, diaper dandy, you know, talk, you know, crazy, you know. I'm a Duke fan, too, so I'm sorry to the Wildcat and the Louisville fans. But so I wanted to be a broadcast journalist, and so was looking for colleges. Western Kentucky has a great program. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to get out of this area. I was like, I need to go far. So found Columbia College in Chicago and went to the city, fell in love with it. It's just a melting pot of just diversity and culture. And I just felt like when I got there, I was like, this is home. Like, this is where I need to be. So I took like 2 years off after high school and went to college and did... studied sports broadcasting, you know, that specific, field. And then when I was a junior in college, I was in a sports, writing class. And the teacher was like, you don't look the part of being on TV. And I was like, okay. Like, you know, not obviously shade now. I'm like, dang, was he throwing shade? But he was saying that, you know, most of the women on TV were not brown. You know, they were white with
just
blonde
so we're
hair.
Clear, I buy Tanner so I can be half of a shade. Okay?
Right, okay. But yeah. You know, he was like this, you know, he was a man and mm-hmm. he was a white man and he was just like telling me what he wanted to see basically. Yeah. And so I stopped doing, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just do entertainment. Like maybe I'll be like on E and maybe I'll just like switch. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't really like my thing. My passion was sports, you yeah. know. And so anyways, graduated. Moved back home and was like, oh my gosh, like sending my tapes everywhere, couldn't find a job. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot stay here. I've got to go. I cannot be here. Then I met my husband and then I was like, I got a job offer as a producer in Oregon to do like a news, to be on a news station, and I turned it down, to marry my husband or, you know, so we, we've been together ever since. But, so anyways, like, going forward into like my marketing journey, I got a job at Quantum Communications, which is inside the Butchertown Market Building.
Nice.
And they had been in business for 30 plus years doing marketing and advertising. And I discovered Work the Metal because I would go, you know, I could just go through the back way and go in on my lunch break. And I was like shopping there all the time.
It's dangerous.
I mean, it's very dangerous. I don't know if you guys have been to Work the Metal, you know, I'm plugging them, but 1201 Story Avenue, they're in the Butchertown Market.
Plug away.
Okay.
Yes. Bam.
But I just felt like I was in a different world when I walked in there. And
you
it was
really
like my
do.
Happy place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and yeah. So I would go in there every day. My husband was like, oh my gosh, if you bring home another blue bag, like I'm divorcing you. I mean, not literally, obviously, because that would be a mistake.
Right.
But, you know, he was like, if you bring home another, you know, blue bag, whatever. And so I decided to leave the marketing agency. There was nothing like wrong. I thought like I could do something more than what I was doing. And so I became a paralegal at a law firm.
Wow.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I was a paralegal for a couple years and I hated it.
How about you could put someone in a body bag?
I mean, no, it got me tough because I was, as my old boss would, he would say I was milk toast. Never knew what that.
What does that mean?
So, you know how like toast, if you have toast and you pour milk on it, soft and soggy, like soft. Like he's,
yeah.
he thought I was really soft.
Oh,
so okay. I was like, dang, okay. And so, So I just hated like, hated working there. I would cry all the time and you know just the cases that were coming in and
yeah.
So anyways, I got pregnant and I was like, oh thank you Jesus, because I knew I was on my way out. And my husband was like, you know, if you don't want to, and I know a lot of people don't have this luxury, but he was like, if you don't want to work, you don't have to. And so I've always had multiple jobs.
I feel you.
So when I worked at Quantum, I started working part-time at Work the Metal, and I'd always worked at BCBG and Dillard's to keep that discount going. So I've always had three or four jobs, like always have done something. And so anyways, he was like, you know, like you could just do that. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like maybe I'd be good at it. You know, stay-at-home mom, wife. No. I didn't last like a month. Jack was like, you know, we really need help with our social media. You have marketing like background. You have a marketing background. Why don't you help out? And I was like, I know nothing about. Like, I know I have a Facebook page and I post on, you know, my Facebook and Instagram. It just kind of came out like the year or two before. And so I did homework because, you know, if you work with Jack, if you know Jack, you got to come correct. You cannot just, you know, oh, I'm just going to play on this. No, it's not playtime. It's serious. And so I took all the seminars you could think of online, like every social media course that was out there. And I just educated myself for like 3 or 4 months. And then he was like, okay, remember what I talked to you about? Like, I really want you to do it. Like, I feel like you haven't reached back out to me. And I'm like, you know, I've been busy. I've been putting in my work. You know, I want to make sure that I come correct. And so anyway, started doing social media for Work the Metal. And that was about 5 years ago, and my daughter was 3 months old, 4 months old when I started, and I would take her to Work the Metal with me, and I was the photographer, doing the content, and putting all that together, doing the events, and then it's just, business has grown from, you know, that one simple tool that I didn't even think. I mean, who would have thought those years ago that... your business could grow from Instagram or Facebook or Twitter.
Well, and now with like, you know, having the COVID thing, having such a good social media, which you guys have. One thing that I love about your social media and how you run it is you make your customers feel like they're a part of your store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You give shout-outs. You talk about... You feature people in your stories. Yeah. Like, you make people feel like people.
Yeah.
Versus just customers.
Yeah, that was important to me because, you know, the customers... They love, I mean, they have such a connection to Jack. And, like, even I've, like, built friendships, you know, with people. Like, they DM. They're like, hey, girl, love your nails. Like, I seen your nails in the shot. I'm like, thanks, girl. Or they'll be like, you know, or they'll say, like, oh, you know, they'll just give compliments. And it's a friendship. You know, we've all become a family and in a community.
Yeah.
And so it's important for me to make sure I shout people out that are supporting. I mean, we got so much support when we were closed from those people, customers that just showed us love. Listen, I don't even, you know, they'd order something. I don't even need it, but I want to support you guys.
Ugh.
You know, yeah. Maybe we won't mention that, okay. but, you know, like, and that means something. That means that people really love, like, the brand that you created. And so that's been important for me to make sure that Jack's voice, even though it's, you know, my voice, it's shown through there, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That's amazing. You do a really good job because I didn't know for the longest time that Jack wasn't running his social media.
Oh, yeah, no. It's funny. People are like, hey, Jack. I'm like, hey, girl. Like, I don't even, like, I never, like, say, no, this is Valerie. Yeah, I'm just like, hey, what's up? And they're like, Jack, I was in the other day, and I bought some cat socks. Yeah. And, you know, I was wondering if you had, like, you know, a cat mug. And I'm like, yeah, girl, like, let me send you some pictures, you know. So, yeah, they think it's Jack pretty much. And I won't say it's not, you know. Yeah. I'll let him say that.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But he would totally take credit for it. Yeah. You heard that, Jack. Okay.
All out. That's great. So kind of take us through, obviously, Work the Metal being, you know, you're a big client of yours.
Yeah.
What was it like going from having them as a client to then branching out and kind of building your business? Like, what was that transition like for you?
So, interesting enough, I've never had a website. I don't like going to networking events. Like, I hate them. Like, my husband lives for that, and I am just not good. And I think it's because, you know, I talked to a therapist one time, and she said that I have, and a lot of women, I think, have that. It's like fraud syndrome, where you don't see yourself as the amazing person that you are. So you feel like when you're talking about yourself, you're like, I don't know, you don't believe it, but
imposter
it's like
syndrome.
Imposter. Yeah, not fraud. Absolutely. Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I like struggle with. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to talk about myself because I feel like it's bragging, but
oh,
it's like,
my
why
gosh,
can't
I know.
We say, mm-hmm. you know,
completely.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes 100%.
Yeah. It totally makes sense. And I feel very similar to you where, you know, we went to college for one thing, we're doing a different thing.
Yes.
I think that it's a lot harder to just on the surface meet somebody who's a stranger. And because you're at a networking event, obviously someone's going to ask you, what do you do?
Yeah.
What was your background? What did you do before this? And you're only going to talk to them for what, like 2 minutes?
Right.
I don't feel the need to explain why I have this job now and why I did this and whatever. And so it's really hard. You get a lot of anxiety. So I completely understand.
No, I get so much anxiety. Just like trying to explain what I do because, I mean, I know what I do best. I know exactly what I do. But sometimes it's hard to say those words, you know.
Right.
It's like, yes, I do social media. But I do like a million other things other than social media.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
Like, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself either. Because that person that you're talking to could be a potential client.
Yep.
But yeah, so a lot of my business has been word of mouth.
That's awesome.
Like, actually,
amazing.
All of it has been.
That's
because
awesome.
I don't put myself out there. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, you should really do a website. You should really do this. And I don't think I'm there, you know?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why
you know,
not?
Sorry, that's the 8 in me. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
No, I mean, and, like, and I've talked to, like, you know, people like Jack and, like, my old boss who runs the marketing firm. She's like, you need to do it. Like,
you could totally run your whole thing. You could have an office. I could see it now.
Yeah.
You have your own office. There's glass doors everywhere.
Yes, glass
You're
doors.
A boss.
Yes.
Lady.
Will you design it?
Absolutely. It will be chic and clean.
Yes. Okay, how I like it, girl.
We're figuring out your life on this. Just yes, FYI. Thank I know you came for the interview, but
I feel
really.
Like I should have like brought my notepad. I should have been taking notes. But no, I think like I'll get there. You know, I think
you
it's just
could,
a,
though.
Yeah.
Because like you're so dynamic. You thank work you. So well with people. And you're yeah. not, you're so inviting and warm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can teach people, like, yeah. just by how you do. Like,
it's funny, I did
do.
Teach a class one time
did
on, like,
you?
How to do social media, and I used so many pop culture references, I was like, there's no way they're going to bring me back. It was, like, Bruno Mars references, Cardi B, I was like, oh, maybe not, you know. Maybe I should have tightened that up a little bit. No. But I did get a check, so that's all that matters.
There you go, girl. Yep.
That is all that matters.
Yep.
But, yeah, so.
Nice. So we were kind of talking earlier. I know that obviously, you know, COVID happened. Hello. We're very aware of this. I guess how I know obviously doing social media is very I think it's a very fortunate job to have, especially during a pandemic. But what has your, I guess, strategy and approach been for your clients that, you know, what has changed during this COVID time?
I will say for Work the Metal, it's been kind of the same with my other clients. Like, I'm just making sure I'm continuing to engage with our customers and our clients. But Work the Metal, I've had to branch off. In addition, I was doing events for a long time, so that has ramped back up. But invoicing customers. So every time an order comes through or someone wants to buy something, I am like making that transaction happen. So I'm becoming a salesperson. I'm like, you know, like that jumpsuit is really cute, but you know, that necklace with it, oh,
yeah.
I gotta get that. We only have one, you know? Yeah. So just like just talking and, oh girl, you know, you look really cute in that. And I'm not lying. I mean, you know, right. I only say it to people that
yeah,
I know it. That, yeah.
Yeah.
So just like, it's become I'm like a salesman.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun being a salesman.
It is.
Because I always feel like I'm like, because I used to work at American Eagle. And so I felt like I was people's personal shopper.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun.
So that is what I've become. So me and this other dynamic woman named Mary, who works at Work the Metal, we like came up with these cheer boxes. So we were doing cheer boxes during, you know, when Work the Metal was closed. Just, you know, people, they could send the cheer boxes to people. So we had a mimosa box, which that was curbside, but we did all the other things.
Yeah.
And then,
the Father's Day boxes. Money. I sent one to my grandpa and my dad.
Did.
And it's the most amazing thing.
We did a Mother's Day. So we've had to implement and we've had to kind of like figure out what can we do to keep people engaged, keep revenue coming in. And so that has been a whole other, you know, strategic thing that I didn't even think that I would be involved in, you know, that process. So
did you see a big decline anywhere with like your guys's visits to your website or like have you seen like how did it affect you guys?
No, I mean, knock on wood, Work the Metal was gold during COVID, and it was all thanks to, you know, customers like you guys, like that bought things and sent messages and bought gift cards and, you know.
So what would you tell like a business owner or a company even, like, this is what made us successful. Like, what was it that kept you guys?
I think just like engaging and thinking of out of the box, like innovative ideas. So like if you're a bar, and you have a license, you can sell liquor, do curbside orders. Like, if you are a hair salon, if you can put together some root touch up, you know, my hairdresser did that for me, and that was a blessing.
Yep.
She mailed me a root touch up kit, you know, because she was like, I don't know when we're gonna open. And so, like, do things like that, sell shampoo, like, do deals. I mean, just think outside, look at the inventory that you have and think outside of the box.
Yeah.
You know, like Mother's Day's coming up, if you're a hair salon, like, you know, if, you know, we're in that time or whatever, put together like a Mother's Day, you know, pampering kit. You know, there, I mean, there's all types of things.
Yeah.
So just, absolutely, you know, using your brain, like looking at other people, see what other people are doing too. You know, maybe that are not local, but, you know, nationwide, what is So we have jewelry. So I always look at Bauble Bar. What's Bauble Bar doing? You know, is these other jewelry companies doing? And just looking at things like that. Just staying inspired, you know, and always educating yourself, you know. You can never stop taking a social media course because that changes, as you guys know.
Yeah.
There's TikTok. I mean, who would have saw that coming?
Yeah.
No.
You know, my husband's on that thing all the time, just watching the video. Is that you?
I had to delete it. I spent hours.
Yeah. He's like trying to do the dances. I'm like, if you don't stop doing the moves, you know.
That's amazing. That's so funny. I love that. So funny. How you become famous is you record him doing that.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get Jack on there. Jack needs to be on TikTok. Him and Andy can do videos. Oh. So I'm working on that. It's my next thing.
Money.
Genius. Yeah.
I love it. Freaking money. So you have all these customers or clients and you're doing all this. How do you stay relevant? How do you stay engaged or like creative? Like how do you channel that? Because I feel like in my career, a lot of times when you're going like all out, you get burnt out and you're how do I be different? Like how can you reinvent this wheel? So like, how do you do it?
What? You know, so since I've grown, I have hired people. So like I have a photographer now that'll go to work the metal, and I mean, I still do some shots. So like just talking with younger people and like just being around other creatives, like I can come up with, you know, I don't know if that makes sense. When you surround yourself with people that are like you, they give you things that maybe like you didn't think of, you know what I mean?
100%.
So that's what I try to do. Always try to have conversations with people that are kind of doing what I'm doing and like, what are you guys doing? Oh, okay. Well, I never thought about it like that. Like I could flip that and do something totally different for this client because they're not like that client.
Right.
Know? So just, I'm just always online. Like I'm always on, obviously social media is my job. So I'm always on there. And then I'm looking at competitors. What are they doing? Okay. How can I be better than them? You know, it's a competition. Like I've got to be better.
Yeah. How many hours do you put in a week, do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I think, I mean, when you sit back and you're like, when sitting there, it's like, oh, I wish I ran on social media. That would be so glamorous and, you know, pop this in here, post a picture.
I think a lot of people think, and you know, a lot of people think that, like, it is glamorous. Like, oh, you're just posting a pic. But there is strategy to every single post that goes up.
Yeah.
It is not just, I'm going to post this. And you know, me and Jack and I have had talks like that. And he's like, well, why don't you just post? I'm like, no, because like there's a whole like, I've got to like come up with the right caption. I've got to find the right hashtags to use. I got to find like how does it make sense with what the, how the layout is, you know, like that's already on the page. It's like putting a puzzle together. Like in my mind, that's how I see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's just, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It is time. Like, for one post, that's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people just think it's just posting stuff. And I think that's where people go wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're not putting passion behind that. They're just like, oh, I'm just going to get this out of here. Well, we can tell.
Yeah.
We can tell that you just did that.
Yeah.
So.
I had another question that was like, oh my gosh, I got to ask that. And I was like, oh.
It's gone.
It's there, but it's not. So ask our next question. We'll come back.
Yeah, no, I was just going to make a comment because you know what I really appreciate about you and what you've been talking about so far is I feel like you have been able to be versatile and you have been able to mold and shift whatever you're doing into your like expertise, like and put it into your wheelhouse.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you went to college, you had a professor say you can't do this, and you were like, great, well I'm gonna do something else, I'm gonna be badass at it.
Yeah.
And then you went and you became a freaking paralegal and you realized that your boss sucked again and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna go be badass at something else.
Yes.
Like I think that's such an important thing for women especially to remember, because I think that a lot of times we get really down on ourselves if we shift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't say quit. I say shift.
Yes.
And I think that we get in our heads of like, well, I didn't do this. I didn't do this. Like what but it's all about finding power in the shift and finding something new and being innovative and being very progressive in your career moves. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. But like, thank you.
Of course.
We need to hear things like that.
Yeah.
As women, we've got to compliment each other. So I really, that Thank you. So
we're gonna make her cry. Yeah. I cry all the time.
No, don't cry.
I'm past it now. Okay. Every time someone does something, I cry. So you're good.
No, but I
want to pick for me.
Yeah. But outright, I just want to say. But no, I think and those. All of those learning, all of those experiences that I had, you know, people telling me, no, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. Those all got me to where I am now. Mm-hmm. All of those experiences. So I worked, you know, at the marketing agency that prepared me to meet Jack. Mm-hmm. And then leaving the marketing agency and going to become a paralegal and like having to toughen up and learning to like demand what I want and asking for what I want, which is still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. But then like coming back to Jack. So it's like all of those things led me to where I am now. That's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so,
you're not even, you have so much more to go.
Oh yeah. No, I feel that. Like, yeah, there's so much more and, just I want like girls, you know, I want girls of, you know, color and, mm-hmm. you know, girls of all shades just to see me and know that they can do it. And it's okay. Like if you didn't go to college right out of high school, like mm-hmm. it's okay.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you go or, you know, maybe you do this by trade, you know, like you don't have to go to college. You don't have to finish, but find something that you're passionate about and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
there's
live
power and follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah. There absolutely is. Yes. So obviously we touched on a little bit. I know that this is a podcast, so you're listening. You are obviously a woman of color for mm-hmm. everyone who cannot see
guys.
You.
Yes.
A very beautiful woman of color.
Oh, thanks, girl. You. Okay.
So tell us a little bit about, because I know before the podcast started, we kind of were having this conversation about the climate, about, you know, mm-hmm. racial injustices. People are talking more. People are being much more vocal about Black Lives Matter. This is sort of an open forum for you. I don't want to ask a certain question because I really want you to be able to talk about what you want to talk about.
I want to share how I have visualized Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And, you know, I am all about, like, please educate me. If I'm wrong, correct me.
Yes.
If I'm right, tell me why. I just want to open, like, my eyes to everything. And so for a while, I mean, I was one of those people who was like, Black Lives Matter. I was like, yeah, all lives matter. Like,
right.
we all are important.
Right.
But I didn't realize how much of an injustice that was doing. Mm-hmm. So it just, like, hit me one day. It's like you have a family. And I've told you this, like, mm-hmm. how I see it now. It's like you have a family and there's one kid in the family that's like, I don't feel like I'm loved as much.
Yeah.
Or I don't feel like I'm heard as much. And that's what I relate, like, Black Lives Matter to. It's like, this is your sibling or your child that's like, hey, I don't, what about me?
Yeah.
Like, the middle child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what about me? I don't feel loved. I don't feel appreciated. I don't feel like I fit in. And then it's not like your siblings or, like, the parent would be like, well, you're one of the family, so just shut up.
Yeah. Just deal with it.
Deal with it. Like, eat your peas and
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, well, that breaks my heart. How can I make you feel heard? How can I make you feel included? And it's not so much, like, yes, all lives matter.
Yes.
Everyone matters.
Yeah.
Born, unborn, black, white, Asian, gay, trans, whatever. We all matter.
Yes.
But somebody's feeling left out, so we need to come together as a family, a community, and as a people, and make them not feel like that.
Yeah, and I think the movement of Black Lives Matter is not saying that, you know, all lives don't matter. It's just saying, hey, our lives haven't mattered for a very long time, and we just, hey, we're here. We're human. We bleed the same.
Yeah.
You need to pay attention to the things, the injustice that are happening to us every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... like I was telling you guys earlier, you know, I went to Tennessee for a couple days with my family and I woke up every day afraid. I've been waking up every day afraid, like afraid to go out and do things because I don't know how people are going to receive me based on the color of my skin.
Mm-hmm.
That is a rough way to live, but we live with that all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, or when we send our husbands to work and we worry, are they going to come home? You know, or we worry when we send our kids to school, like, how are they going to be treated, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so these are things that, you know, my dad is white and he does it. He wakes up and he can look whatever, say whatever, and it doesn't matter. You know, he's going to come home,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be judged based on the color of his skin. And so I just think this, I love that so many people have shared on social media, if that's their way of protesting. So if you're not protesting, you're sharing it on social media. I love that. I love that people have reached out to me, people that are my friends on, you know, Facebook that I don't know. I mean, they're my Facebook friends, but they're like, I'm with you. I love you. Mm-hmm. You know, that has meant so much because they didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Just like people don't have to share. And I know I have friends, you know, that are white that are like, some of their family members stopped following them because they posted, you know, talking about Black Lives Matter. And so I just think that this world that we live in, I just never thought I would be, you know, 35 years old and living in a climate like this. You know, this is like stuff that my mom and her mom lived through. And I feel like it's not worse, but like, it's like kind of worse because it's like, yeah, we have certain freedoms, but we're not really free. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think,
sorry, I got really deep there.
No, please.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Well, I think it's, I don't say that, I wouldn't say it's worse. I think it is much more intense.
Yeah,
because
intense.
That's the, of social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in the 50s, all you had was word of mouth and newspapers. Now with social media, you're actually
seeing
exactly what's
it's
happening.
Everywhere.
And it's angering
when
someone denies it because it's so clearly happening literally in a video in front of your eyeballs. And so it's making the climate rise.
Yes.
You know, it's thankfully people are being very vocal of all races.
Yes.
Are being
well,
very vocal
everybody's
about
intense
it.
Because you see parts of clips of videos that don't tell the whole story.
Oh my god. Oh,
and so it's like, I don't believe, honestly, I don't believe any social media outlet.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm like, okay, well, what's the full story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to know it all. I want to know the good, the bad, the ugly.
No, my husband has to tell me, he's like, all right, babe, this is the time. I know you're not working. You need to get off, okay? Because these videos, I mean, they're heartbreaking. I mean, there was a period where I could not sleep for like weeks watching these videos on social media. Like, you know, you've seen people get murdered. I mean, right before your eyes. We didn't have that back then. You know, back then there were newspaper clippings and photos of, you know, lynchings and stuff like that. But it is, everybody has their phone on. Mm-hmm. Everybody is, they are televising all of this injustice that's happening, which is a blessing because people would not be going to jail. Stories like this would have been buried.
Yeah.
I mean, Breonna Taylor, I mean, she was killed, what, a week after George Floyd was? And, like, they're doing something about, you know, George Floyd's case.
Yeah.
What are they doing here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
a mess. Wasn't it 2 months before?
It was
right?
A minute
before.
Because
she was murdered in March.
Was it March? I thought he was murdered in March, too.
Wasn't he murdered? April.
No. I gotta get my facts.
I don't remember.
But
either
still,
way.
Literally in the same time period.
Yeah, literally in the same
period.
Spring.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know, I mean,
yes.
And it's crazy. And it's like, they're doing something about it. And I see other cities and other states and people are doing it. And I don't know what the holdup is. There's something extra. There's something extra going on.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
And it has something to do with the...
We'll have to talk about that.
Off.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that off air, okay?
What do you... Okay, so this is something that I'm going to ask this. I'm going to be mad at myself for asking this because I know that this is something that I've been seeing from my friends of color of just like, Lee, stop asking. Is there's a lot of white people constantly being like, what can I do? What do you... Like, fix this problem for me. Tell me what I need to do. Do you feel a sort of fatigue?
Yes.
Talking about this all the time?
It is.
You know?
Yes. It is exhausting. You know, having to be the answer or having to give the answer when I believe there's so many resources out there. Like there's a great book called White Fragility. Everyone's been talking about it. You can get it for $10 on Amazon. And I like told a friend about it and, you know, a friend of ours, we had had that conversation. She's like, you need to get White Fragility. It's a good book. So that's a start. Just educating yourself on, not because you'll never know what it's like to be in my shoes. You'll never know what it's like, you know, to be a person of color, but learning like how we live. And White Fragility is written by a white woman. So she is like talking in a way, I think, that is not, it's not directly attacking, but it's a, like a conversation, like a thinking, like you need to, you really need to take this in, what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Totally makes sense. Well, I think there's, if we're ever going to change people, I mean, let's just say it, a lot of white people are not going to listen to people of color.
Right, right.
They're going to listen to other white people.
Exactly.
You know, and it's, if we as white people start learning stuff, we can be more knowledgeable and we can be, look, we just both have to understand this is not something we will ever understand.
Yeah.
And this is what I know about it. And this is the facts of history. Yeah. And blah, blah, blah. And being able to relay that to other white people.
Yeah.
Rather than constantly being like,
what do I do?
What do I do about it? Tell me what I need to
and
do.
And people are like, and we're like, oh my God, I'm so tired. But no, I mean, I do appreciate that too. I appreciate the wanting to know, wanting to learn. But yeah, there's like so many podcasts and good, you know, resources that just talk about, and I think from you guys' perspective as well. Yeah, I think NPR had some really good stuff. But anyways, there's lots of things. And I think just educating yourself, that's where, that's the start of it all.
Yeah.
I know. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's heavy.
It is, but it's important.
Yeah, it
is. Because I think a lot of times we just like just putting your head in the sound is just, in the sand is just so much easier.
Yeah.
You know? It's just so much easier to be comfortable and not think about it and like put it in the back of your head and be like, oh.
And this is something that I, too, like, I don't, like, I hope that when, because I feel like now we have time, because with COVID, you know, a lot of people aren't going back to work right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's why there's so many protesters, because people have time. So this has been a gift. And I just hope that once COVID is over, once the vaccine comes and everybody is going back to work, I hope that this doesn't die. I really hope that people will continue to want to educate themselves and want to be better and want to make this world a better place. Because our kids have to grow up in this world.
Yeah.
And their kids. And then, you know, generation after generation. So why not, like, put in the work now to do what we need to do to make this world a better place?
Well, and I think it's all going to have to happen with us teaching the kids.
Yes.
It's not going to change in us. It has to change with the younger generation. Because that's more education. And like, we had Megan Bell on, and she talked about, like, I don't need a guy to come in and like buy everything. No, invest in me, invest in like teaching me my resources, like help me, like give me a platform to stand on and like guide me versus
I love
just like
what she's doing.
Put it there. Like, she's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Like, can we put a statue of her up?
I mean, for real. You know, in the UK, they put a statue up of one of the people, one of the activists there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, that's who we need statues of. Like, people that are on the ground that are trying to create change. I mean, Charles Booker, there you go. He gets one.
Well, that's one of the things, like, everyone will talk about how unhappy they are, but we've had the same people in the same offices for how many years?
Make that change.
So, like, okay, so vote for somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you don't, if we've had a Democratic Party, look at something, look at the person versus the party.
Yeah.
For starters.
Yeah.
You know, you've had a lot of Republicans in House for so long and you don't like, okay, well,
then
vote for somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, you just keep voting for the same person. And I think it's education too. I think people are like, oh, I'm Republican, I'm just going to vote for a Republican. But sometimes, you know, the a lot of Democrats have Republican views, you know, like, I mean, just educate yourself and just don't pigeonhole yourself because a Republican or a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's so many videos I think are hilarious of people being like, oh, so it, like when it was Obama running and then, why can't I remember his
Mitch.
Name?
Mitt Romney.
Or Mitt.
Romney.
Mitt.
Yeah. Like, they were like,
we're starred right now by somebody named Mitch. Oh, that's on our mind.
Oh, my God.
But, like, they were like, Obama's Mormon. Are you going to vote for him? And they're like, but Mitt Romney's Mormon.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, he's black. I'm going to vote for him. It doesn't matter. And it's like, okay, well,
it's
great.
Like, look up
why you're voting for him.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I think that's what needs to happen. There needs to be more, like, dialogue and, like, who these candidates are and, like, do your research. I think people just,
you
like,
have to.
I'm going to vote for this person because my friend said I need to vote for him. It's like, no, like, what do you believe in? Like, what do you want to change? Like, then you need to, you know, because that one vote could be the vote.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Which is why you need to have your own business.
I need to have my own website.
Full circle. I'm being serious, though.
Good one.
You are a mixed woman, okay? Yeah, exactly. And you are amazing at what you do.
Thank you.
There are so many women that can learn from you. Like we were barely talking about it. Me being a middle-class white woman, like, I'm even afraid to get pulled over by myself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my dad even said, I told the before yeah. we started, call 911 if yeah. you're a woman all by yourself getting pulled over or being downtown right now. That little stint of tiny bit of fear that I have, yeah. and then I think about, like, how you guys feel,
oh, man.
How you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks. No, but what you have is, like, I can teach these women. I can teach yeah. these girls. I can teach these men. I can, and you say it so, like, eloquently and people understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just at a way that people can relate with, yeah. which is, I think, what we need.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I want to buy whatever you're selling, girl.
Can you tell?
Yes, tell us. Okay, spill the tea.
It's that incense up there.
Yes, girl, what kind is this? Is this manifestation incense? I mean, what kind?
Thank you. But, I mean, seriously, we need more, like, people owning businesses,
yes.
building people up, mm-hmm. and teaching them how to be a good human being.
Yes.
Because your employer is more than just a paycheck.
Oh, yeah. It's when you find a good boss or a good client, like, you hold on to them, you know, forever. I said Jack would have to die before I'd ever...
Exactly.
Let him go and work the metal guy.
Well,
you
we
know?
Had an episode a few episodes back, the death of Girl Boss, because yeah. it's been, we love the idea of Girl Boss.
Yes.
Okay, don't get yes. us wrong with, like, girl empowerment, but it's become, and Jack said this to me
yeah.
in a text message, it was like, it's a old white man being like, okay, we'll make this
yes.
acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like changed the look. It's
yes.
more of an aesthetic versus... Like, come on, girl. Be a boss.
Yeah.
Like, you can do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so...
Yes.
Step up into their shoes.
And then we mm-hmm. we also need to, like... And it's... I was talking to one of my friends, and she was talking about how someone, like, reached out to her and was like, I want to do what you're doing. Can we meet? And she was like, yeah, sure. Let's meet. Like, so sharing. So basically, that's what I'm trying to say is sharing, like... Don't be afraid to share, but also that person needs to do the work too. You know,
yeah.
we can't give up all
yeah.
of our.
No.
So anyways, this girl, a friend of mine, this girl was like, yeah, let's meet. So she took an hour of her time. She has her own like practice, took an hour of her time, met with this woman. It was like an hour or two. And then the woman, like maybe a week later, was like, oh, I saw that you do this. I really want to do that. Can you put me in contact with this person? And then can you, like, do this and this? And the girl's like,
No.
No,
like, I already gave you my time.
That's valuable. And yep. I, like, told you, like, how I do things. And then now, so it's, and that's the thing. That's why I'm sharing this, because I want to get you guys' opinion on it,
mm-hmm.
is what do you think about, like, oversharing, like having that scarcity mentality,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, oh, I can't share because I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the only ones doing it, when clearly you're not. But mm-hmm. what do you guys think about that?
I think that is like, that's a mindset that I used to have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was like, I want to be the only one doing that. But it sets you so far back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't like grow. You can't be relevant. You can't stay up with what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just an old way of thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a depressing way of thinking.
Yeah.
It holds
yeah.
you back. And I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I think actually being here in Louisville and being able to ask people questions
yeah.
and not be
mm-hmm.
worried about what they're going to say and
yeah.
like put my pride away. It's a
yeah.
very prideful way of
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's something, though, that you do have to be very aware of giving your time to other people. Like, I, for example, I am an extroverted introvert, and I can get very depleted
yeah.
of my sanity very quickly when I have many, many people reaching out to me being like, let's do this,
yeah.
and I'm just like, oh my god, my brain's gonna fry.
Yeah.
So, I think that it's a line that you have to teeter, and you have to keep the best mentality if you want to be the kind of person that's going to help others. Because it is so important
yes.
to share
yes.
your knowledge and pass
yes.
on. It's so important to give back, because you know for a fact that you've asked someone the same thing,
oh, yeah.
yes.
you know, while coming up. And so I've been trying to keep in this mindset of, And Jamie King, we had her on the podcast, and we talk about this all the time. This is one of our favorite phrases she's ever said to us is, anytime you feel like you're getting depleted of energy, of like, I have no energy left, we have to think of ourselves, especially in a giving way, as we are power plants. Oh. And we create energy all the time. You can't ever get rid, you can't ever run out, because you're a power plant. You just create some more. Like, you're not, you know, you're not a tree. You can get up, you can move, you can create like some sort of like positive flow. And so that's, it's really all mindset, because it is, and it's not going to be perfect all the time, because it is very easy to get burnt out.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's just, I think it's just so important to be able to
share,
to share with boundaries.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Like that with boundaries.
You have to, you have to combine the two. It's like, you have to be willing to help another woman out and be like there to support her and like how you can, but you also have to know the value of your time. You also have to know, like, is this person really going to be, you know, if I am talking with Lee about some idea for her box, I know that it's going to be time well spent.
Right.
And she's going to take that and be receptive and like take it in. And
right.
Whatever.
Well, you guys are friends. You guys have a, you know, a sisterhood. So,
But like, I know who I can, you know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Yeah. You know exactly.
I know what
you
I can like spend the time with and like help out versus like what your friend went through. That sucks. Like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's rude.
She was just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And she's so nice. And
absolutely.
I'm like,
you know what I just thought about? And I think a good way of thinking about this, whether you're on either end of wanting to reach out to someone or you're getting reached out to, is maybe you have to think of it as a mutual respect. You have to be able to respect their time. But if you're being reached out to, you need to understand that if they're asking you of too much stuff, they're not going to learn anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to say, hey, you know what? This is, you know, buck stops here. You got to learn how to do this for yourself, or you're never going to get further.
Yeah. And I agree with that, because, you can tell somebody all day how to work out, but until they work out, like, they're not going to get the results they want.
Exactly.
You know? So,
that's a really good point.
Yeah.
And I also think at that point in time, it's when you put a price tag on it.
Yes.
Be like, hey, I'm happy to help you, but my rate is actually this.
Yes.
And then if they're really invested, I'm such a greedy hoe.
No, I love it. Put a consultation fee on there, you
know?
Like,
because here's what it's going to do. It's going to do one of two things. It's going to tell you that this person has actually invested and wants to grow and values you and your time.
Yeah.
Or you saved yourself some hours.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to tell you at the end of the day and make it worth your time.
I love that.
But that's what I tell you to tell your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 50
bucks.
No,
I'm just going to tell her to listen. I'm like, girl.
At minute 37.
Right.
I love it. Well, speaking of, you know, you building your business, where do you think, where do you see your business going in the next year? And that, I mean, you can even say, like, sustaining, girl.
No, I, like, sustaining that, I mean, yeah, that would be a good safe place. But I really want to branch out. Like, I do want to, like, have my own office.
You need an assistant.
I need an assistant.
Yes.
I do.
I could see you be like, grab your pen, let's go.
Right? No, I'm not Miranda, okay? From a Devil Wears Prada, but
yeah, everyone needs to have a minute like that.
Right. Oh, just 1 minute. I'm like, girl, I'm just playing. Come on. You know? But no, I do want to have like an assistant, like a small team. I could definitely see that, you know, within the next year, year and a half. Hopefully things will continue to grow for me, and I'm just putting out positive vibes, and you know, I just hope that that happens.
That's great.
Yeah,
you can do it.
I can do it. And a website.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll get started on that this year.
You got this.
Yes.
Easy, girl.
I love it.
Easy. Yeah.
All right, one more question, and then we're gonna give you yoga time.
Okay.
Last question is, if you could go back in time,
oh, my favorite,
and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
You're amazing. And don't ever let anyone tell you differently. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's going to make me emotional. But yeah.
I know, my eyes just start
tearing up. I know. Yeah. Like, we're about to have a cry fest.
Yeah.
We cry like every pod. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, we'll get to yoga time.
Okay.
So, to explain this to people who, if this is your first time listening, we give the last couple minutes to our guests to talk about literally anything they want to talk about, whether it's a book they're reading, a very strong, you know, stance that they're behind, a Netflix show that they just watched. We want to give you a moment to be able to talk about something that you're passionate about. So this is your platform, girl. It is your time.
Well, I was thinking about this, and there is no other important topic or anything that comes to mind other than keeping Breonna Taylor's name everywhere. Social media, having conversations with your friends and family. She's the one that deserves the time. She deserves just us sharing about the injustice of what happened to her, mm-hmm. And keeping her name alive, and that her death was not in vain. Mm-hmm. So Breonna Taylor, that is my yoga time. I'm putting her name out there. I really hope that something gets done with this. Mm-hmm. Enough is enough. I am tired. I know you guys are tired.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
That's where I'm at.
Thank you. And we're completely behind you. So thank you.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you guys.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Love you guys.
This was so wonderful. We're all just going to cry. We're going to turn the mic off. We're all going to cry. Tell people where they can find you on social media.
if you want to follow me personally, it's at ValC3232. You can check me out. If you want to send me a message through Work the Metal, you can. At Work the Metal.
I'm Jack.
Okay. But if you want to email me for business, socialdujour@gmail.com.
Love it. And we will put that email and all her social media in the info in this episode so you can find it. But thank you for joining us.
No, thank you guys for having me. Like, I feel like I am, like, so important.
You are!
You are!
We said that so much. Valley. We said, like, so Valley. We're like, oh my gosh, you are!
We love you!
You're the worst. All right, on that note, we'll see you next week. We're gonna stop talking to Bears.
Bye.
Bye.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter.
I'm ready to break out the bunny decor.
Same. Kohl's has so many cute things. You can decorate pretty much everything, even Easter eggs.
My family will be so excited.
I got great gifts for my favorite peeps, too.
Ooh, love peeps.
Plus, I got Kohl's cash and 15% off.
I'm sold.
One more thing. Get it in 1 hour or less with free store pickup.
I'm gonna hop to it. 15% offer ends April 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.